you step into my shoes. I'm kicking a bite, scratch and claw to see the price of pay.
Song, it is available for MP3 free downloads at http://scars.tv/axe.htm. There's a link for it on the website as well, and there are links for, I believe, live performances of that song, I believe, I'm not sure, but most definitely in studio. We've got in studio recordings of that and a version of that song, so you can hear the song in its entirety in your own home. So,
and there's a link to that at the Artist First homepage, right under the second axing words. Both websites are linked up there. Now, you guys are involved in a weekly enterprise, which I would love to do what you guys do, which is an open mic session. Where's that at, and how can folks come down and participate?
Well, right now, it's been a weekly show that we would just come for open mic. You can play poetry or bring a guitar or borrow John's because we'd have it hooked up. Right now they're doing a renovation and reorganizing, rescheduling their work, so we're not playing right this week. But there is information, excuse me, about it on the website, so you can always contact us about finding out where and when and how and why and that kind of thing.
Is that a, I mean, usually as we've all, as musicians, we've been to bajillions of open mics, but how's that work for you? Or do you get a good group of well-balanced individuals in there, or do you get some of your, you know what I'm trying to say, some of your people with an attitude and edge that want to come in and take over? Do things go pretty smoothly?
We get an average crowd. A lot of times people won't know material, but then, John, what was the last one? We want to hear
Poison. Yeah, there's a group of girls that showed up there.
Every rose has its thorn.
Yeah, every rose has its thorn. Do you know how to play that? And I'm like, well, I think I played it years ago, let me give that a try. And one of the girls came up there and she sang it with me. She did a very good job. In case you're out there, you did a really good job.
People more often than not come and request for us to do songs instead of going up and playing on their own. Somebody actually came out to us once and they said, oh, can you play this song by Ani DeFranco called I'm Not a Pretty Girl? And I just looked around, and I was amazed because that was actually a song I covered in my past band, but John didn't know it or know how to play it. And I said, well, he doesn't know it, but I know it. I guess, well, if this doesn't bother you, I can just sing it. And they're like, oh, yay, yay. So I actually sang I'm Not a Pretty Girl, a cappella, Honey DeFranco. And that was probably the most interesting, you know, fan-related story for playing live. But every once in a while, somebody would come up and play original stuff and covers. Right now, this is the fun story. John has a 12-string guitar that's set up for the speakers, but he's had originally pulled the strings so it would be down to 6 strings, so easier, faster play, but he left some of them back in. So he's got a guitar with 8 strings on it right now. And so somebody come and play something, and they're like, wow, I really like being here playing on this 8-string guitar. So,
what strings did you leave in, John? What strings did you leave in?
I left in the 2 Bs and the 2 E strings on the high end. They're just easy to push down. I just got tired of my fingers start aching after a little while, and it's a lot more easy to play with 8 strings than it is with 12.
When we do an open mic, some nights we would play upwards of 15 songs, and this would be a weekly thing, and we'd be practicing as well in our spare time. So you try to make it he's used to playing 6 strings usually for stuff, and on an acoustic with a wider neck, you know, that kind of thing. So he's like, yeah. Well, I'm not going to, you know, my fingers aren't up for playing the 12 strings right now. And so it's been staying there with 8 strings in it all this time.
Well, John, you've got, it looks like it could be 2, maybe 3 different guitars just on the pictures on the album cover. How many guitars do you have?
I have 1, 2, 3.
One of them I know is mine, and he had restrung it to be right-handed because I'm a left-handed guitar player. And so, so in different times and different points of his life, he'd have access to different guitars. So, yeah.